where you've never preached that before, you don't have to worry about preaching to them a rerun. So we guys just going to get in here tonight, hopefully obey the Lord, and try to see what the Lord's got for us here tonight. I think Sister Turner might sing here.
Walk through nights that held no hope, felt so all alone. I've seen how much a life can change with the ringing of a phone. But God knows what we're looking for. He cares, He loves, He sees. We can call the power of heaven down and get.
Bibles tonight, we'll be reading out of Isaiah chapter 6. Now, I'd like to say I've heard a lot and seen a lot in Pentecostal churches, so if y'all just want to get in and say amen every once in a while, you ain't going to scare me not one bit. I'll be all right with that. If you just want to get in here tonight, that'd be fine. That'd be fine. Brother Russell, before church, he told me to, you know, life or death, I better preach it down. So if it's dependent upon my preaching, you may just go ahead and call the coroner. Amen. But now, if we're going to obey the Lord here tonight and let the Spirit of the Lord move here tonight, then I think we'll be all right, won't we? We'll survive. Praise God. The Lord will help us. Amen. The Lord will help us. Very familiar, I'm sure you've heard it preached from several times before out of Isaiah chapter 6. I don't know. We'll just get into the word here tonight and see if the Lord will help us. Isaiah chapter 6 says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Amen. You may be seated here tonight. One of the greatest things that a person can ever have is a vision. And you know, sometimes when we're talking about spiritual things, we think about vision, we think about some great prophetic, seeing angels and different things like Isaiah, the experience Isaiah had. We know that the word vision can be applied in different ways. One place in the scriptures, the Bible tells us that the people will perish for a lack of a vision. Without a vision, the people perish. You know, when we say someone goes into maybe they want to do a building project or they've got a goal in mind, sometimes we call that goal a vision. We'll say they've got a vision. And if the Lord will help me to preach here tonight, I want to preach to you on the three greatest visions. These are the three greatest visions that any person could ever have. And the best thing about these visions is you don't have to be an Old Testament prophet to have one of these visions. And these visions are something that anyone can have if they're willing to open their eyes up and to realize, if they're willing to allow the voice of the Lord to speak to their hearts. I read about a minister one time. He was traveling on his way to a convention, and he stopped at this inn, and the innkeeper's daughter there, she was a young girl, a teenage girl. And the man began to talk to her, and she was uninterested really in spiritual things. But he counseled with her before he left, and he wouldn't be passing back that way again for another year. But he counseled her to pray, every time she prayed, to ask God to reveal herself to her. And so when he came back the following year, she was very downcast, very somber, and very more or less sad, because God had began to reveal to her herself. And one of the greatest visions that you can ever have tonight is when you get a vision of who you really are. A lot of us sometimes we get a vision of ourselves, but it's the wrong kind of vision. We might get a vision of ourselves as as a preacher. Maybe I might get a vision that I'm a great orator tonight, and I may not be a great orator tonight. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure what an orator is anymore. Amen. Maybe we'll get a vision of ourselves as maybe we're something. Really that we're not. Paul admonished the church not that for every man not to think more highly of himself than he ought to. And sometimes sometimes we get into that situation where we think of ourselves just a little bit too much. Amen. We think of ourselves just a little higher than what maybe we are to think of ourselves. I wonder here tonight how God really thinks of us. Amen. I wonder here tonight how that God really looks at us. If we could ever get a glimpse, amen, of how God looks at us, I wonder if it would change our attitude. I wonder if it would change, amen, the course of our life. If we got a hold of that first vision, amen, the vision of who we really are. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I was reading and studying today, and I think I got a vision of who we really are. Now, you might not like the vision I got, amen, but I think I got a vision of who we really are. And I'll put myself here tonight, if that's all right. Listen at this. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. Huh? Oh, man, that includes me right there. How about you? Amen. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Now, Walter Wilson, amen, he was interested in getting saved. And he had a problem with that verse right there. And he said, now, I'm seeking after God. And he said, that just can't be true. Amen. And so he wasn't sure about it until finally God opened his eyes to the fact, amen, that Walter Wilson wouldn't even be interested in the gospel unless God had come seeking him first. Amen. There is none that seeketh after God. Amen. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. Amen. That means worthless. Oh my goodness. Preacher, did you just say we're worthless? Amen. I'm just reading the Bible tonight. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. They're unprofitable. Amen. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Amen. Now, if you take offense at this tonight, maybe we just don't have a real vision of who we really are. Amen. There's none that doeth good. Amen. Listen to this. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Amen. I had a tire go bad on me the other day coming this way, and we stopped to change that thing out, and whoo, I got a whiff of something, and I was changing that tire, finally got that thing changed, and I walked around to the front of the truck to go around to the driver's side, and right underneath my front bumper, I don't know how long it'd been laying there, but it laid there long enough, it was ripe. Amen. It was rotten, whatever it was. Amen. And the apostle here, amen, he's quoting this scripture. Amen. Their throat is an open sepulcher. It's an open cemetery. It's full of rot. It's full of no good. Amen. That means what comes out of our mouths is not holy. It's not as holy as you thought it was. Amen. He said their throat is a sepulcher. Their tongues, they've used deceit and the poison of asps is under their lips. Amen. The poison of serpents. Amen. The poison of snakes is under their lips. Amen. Whose mouth is full of cursing. Amen. And bitterness. Amen. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. And there is no fear of God. Amen. Before their eyes. Amen. You ever read about, amen, from certain individuals, they might write something, amen, about the goodness of man. He's a good man. Amen. Well, amen, I beg to differ tonight. According to the scriptures, amen, there's none good. Amen. According to the scriptures, amen, there's none righteous. Amen. According to the scriptures, amen, we're rotten. Amen. Rotten to the core. Amen. God, when God looks at man, he sees a creature that has gone out of the way. He sees a creature that is unprofitable. And that is the vision of God about man. Oh, preacher, that's pretty rough. Is it any wonder John the Baptist called him a generation of vipers? Or that Christ called Herod a fox? Huh? Amen. Listen to this. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Amen. Sores that are running, pus and infection. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Amen. Amen. A soul that has not been born again. A soul that has not, amen, made it down to an altar and allowed Jesus to do a work in their heart. Amen. That is the vision. Amen. That is the vision tonight of what that soul really looks like before God. Amen. And that's one of the visions that we need to get tonight. Amen. Is what we really are. Amen. What we really are. Amen. Sometimes people, we might get under the impression that we were doing God a favor by coming to church. Amen. No. Amen. We ain't doing God no favors. Amen. We might think we're doing God a favor by paying our tithe. Amen. Oh, no, no. Amen. You ain't doing God no favors. Amen. We might think we're doing God a favor by singing. Amen. Or clapping our hands. Or preaching. Or teaching. Amen. Or whatever it is. Amen. We might think we're doing the God a favor by mowing the churchyard. We might think we're doing God a favor. Amen. By doing this or doing that. Amen. Oh, no. The Bible tells us no, 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 no. Amen. There's none righteous. Amen. There's no good in any one of us. You're not doing God a favor. Amen. Eternity would go on without you. Amen. The fact is you need God. Amen. The fact is that man, amen, without God is rotten. Amen. The fact is, amen, man without God is unprofitable. That means he is not worth anything. Amen. That's the first vision. That's the first vision. Right there. Amen. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. Are we in a Pentecostal church? Somebody make some noise. Amen. Besides me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm about to drop my nice fancy ink pen over the edge to see if I can hear a pen drop. They didn't say what kind of pen. You ever notice that? They just said, yeah, anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That traveling minister, he looked at the young girl and began to question with her again. And her outlook and attitude was a lot more somber than it had been the year before. She realized, amen, she realized she was under the condemnation of God. Amen, she was under. Amen, no wonder Christ could say to Nicodemus, Son of Man didn't come into the world to condemn the world. Amen, why? Because he said the world was under condemnation already. Already, there's condemnation. Amen. So the second vision, amen, preacher began to counsel with a young lady, and he told her for that following year, she need to pray and ask the Lord God to reveal himself, amen. So the first greatest vision that you can have is the vision of self, amen, through God's eyes, what it really is. We look at the book of Daniel. We see that Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream, and he dreamed of a vision of gold and brass and silver. And boy, it's beautiful. Amen. But old Daniel had the same vision. Only when Daniel saw it, amen, as beasts, ravenous and wicked. Amen. So it matters to see things the way that God sees them. Amen. So the next year, that girl, amen, she began to pray, and she began to ask God to show her himself. So in this verses we read here tonight, Isaiah, amen, he had the vision of God first, amen, but then he had a vision of himself, amen, he had that vision of himself. He says, woe is me, the first thing out of his mouth. Amen. Now this man right here, we're already in the Isaiah chapter number 6. He's already been prophesying for 5 chapters. So, he was a spiritual guy, wasn't he? Amen. But when he got a vision of God, he got a vision of himself. The very first word out of his mouth was, woe is me. Amen. So he gets a vision of God. He's got a vision of God. Amen. This vision of God tells us, amen, that he is holy, holy,
holy. Amen. And I'm glad that he is. Amen. He is holy. Amen. The Bible tells us that our God is a consuming fire. Amen. I don't think there's any one of us here tonight, amen, that would doubt the holiness of God. I don't think there's any one of us here tonight, amen, that would doubt, amen, the purity and the justice of God. I don't think there's anyone here tonight that would doubt, amen, that God is going to judge sin. Amen. Matter of fact, Abraham said, amen, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? He is the judge of all the earth. He is the one that is going to pass judgment. And we already know what he thinks tonight. We've already seen what God sees. We already know what God thinks. Amen. The problem now is he is the judge. His opinion matters more than anybody else's. Amen. So we've got to get a vision of God. Amen. We've got to see him. Amen. Not just the fact that he's a judge. Amen. Not just the fact that he's a king and the Lord of hosts. Amen. But the fact that he is a mighty redeemer. Amen. This angel. Amen. He takes a coal from off the altar and he brings it to where Isaiah is and he touches his lips and he tells him, thy sins are purged. Amen. Amen. This young lady, amen, that minister counseled with, he came back the following year. Amen. My, oh my, she was a different girl. Amen. What had happened? Amen. What had happened? Amen. She had got a vision, amen, of Christ as a redeemer. Amen. For you see, God is a judge. Amen. That's the whole point of the cross. Amen. Sin was judged on Calvary. Amen. Sin, the penalty of sin, amen, was judged on Calvary. Amen. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. That is the judgment. Amen. But what happens if someone is willing? Amen. Someone who is innocent. Amen. What is willing? What happens if they are willing? Amen. To die in the place of the guilty. Amen. In the case of Christ. Amen. Paul said in the book of Romans, it even as sin entered through one man. Amen. Sin has come to every man because of that one. How much more? Amen. Shall that one man, Jesus, who is the second Adam, amen, being able by his own self, by his own blood, amen, to purge many from their sins. If that coal from off the altar, amen, could purge the sin of Isaiah's lips, how much better, amen, can the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, purge you from all sin and all filthiness of the flesh. Amen. This second vision is a vision of Christ. It's a vision of the redemption work of God. It's a vision, amen, of God as the Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's God that said, by my hand, I've reached out and I've gotten salvation. I did that. Amen. God did that. Amen. It wasn't anything I did. It was nothing you could ever do. Amen. It is God's work. Amen. It is the work of Christ. Amen. All those sacrifices are leading up to, amen, pointing to the works of Christ. Amen. I want to read you something tonight. Amen. We take a time out right here real quick. Let me find this here. Amen. Are you still there? All right. You still there? Okay. Nobody went nowhere. Amen. Now this was, I done a little study. I had to write it down. I can't remember all this stuff. Amen. I was interested in the sacrifices of the Old Testament. And listen to this. Man, I've got numbers wrote everywhere. Somebody, is there an accountant in the house? Amen. All right. Listen, this isn't the special offerings that had to be made as far as, you know, every man had to bring his own Passover lamb, every man had to bring sin offerings, every man had to bring this, had to bring that. This is just the regular sacrifices. Amen. In a year's time, during their feast days, during their Sabbaths, and during their regular monthly, what was required monthly,
In the course of a year, there was over 1,276 sacrifices of animals. It's not counting the birds. It's not counting the offerings for the lepers. Different ones like that. Just the feast days and the monthly sacrifices. 114 bullocks a year. 37 rams every year. 32 goats every year. 1,093 lambs every year. 1,200. Amen. Amen. What do you think God is trying to? Amen. Do you think there's a point to that? Amen. How much more precious? Amen. 1,200 and something sacrifices every year. Amen. That could never bring them to perfection. The offers of those sacrifices were never made perfect by that blood. Amen. The blood of the bulls and the blood of the goats and the blood of the lambs and the blood of the, amen, the turtle doves and the blood of the, amen, all these different animals that came. Amen. The blood could never, amen, make them whole. It could never take away sin. It could only cover it over. Amen. But it could never make them perfect. Amen. No wonder. Amen. No wonder. Amen. God sent forth his only son. Amen. Made of a woman, made under the law. Amen. Why? Amen. Because that sacrifice wherein he offered himself once and is set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. It's the blood of Jesus. Amen. One sacrifice forever. Amen. Not yearly. Amen. Not weekly. Not monthly. Amen. But the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you getting a vision here tonight of what God has done? Amen. Think about that blood. Amen. Think about the crucifixion. Amen. Which was an execution. Are you thinking about what God has done? Amen. That's a vision. Amen. That's the second greatest vision you can have. It's the cross of Calvary. It's the work of God. Amen. On salvation, that God, amen, would save a sinner. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. This holy God, whom we have offended, is the only one able to forgive us our sins. Amen. Oh, Brother Russell, you might need that number of that coroner after all. I don't know. Whew. We alive out here. Amen. I don't know what I am. Praise God. Listen here. Three visions. First one is the vision of humanity, of us. How we really are in the eyes of God. Second vision is the Lord high and lifted up. These two visions, doesn't matter what else is going on. Amen. It doesn't matter what else. Uzziah, he was a great reformer, great king. No doubt Isaiah, he was worried about the next king coming on. And boy, he had reason to be. Oh, Ahaz, he wasn't nothing. He didn't do nothing toward prospering the kingdom of God. He was a failure all the way around. And no doubt Isaiah was troubled about what was going to happen. He was troubled about the politics. Hello. Amen. Trouble about politics. Trouble about the economy. Trouble about the enemy. Amen. But when God began to show him these visions, everything else faded in the background. Amen. A vision. Amen. What is this third vision here tonight? Amen. The first vision we have, we know, is of ourselves as worthless as we really are. Amen. Really are. Amen. You don't act like you believe that tonight. Amen. Oh, help us, Lord. Woo. Can I quote Joey Hyatt, Sister Turner, go start the car? No. All right. Vision of God as a Savior. Amen. This third vision here tonight, verse number 8, the Lord says, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Isaiah says, here am I, send me. Amen. When he had that first vision, and that second vision, when he realized the greatness of God and the salvation of God, when he realized who he really was, he said the very first words out of his mouth, woe is me. Amen, I'm undone. Amen, I'm undone. There's not, I can't do anything in the presence of God.
Amen. I have no power to look God in the eye. No power to stand in his presence. Amen. Because I'm guilty. Amen. But when that angel touched his lips, amen, there became in his bosom, amen, a burning desire, amen, to spread the message. Amen. What is that third great vision that a man can have? Amen. That third vision that he can have, amen, is the need of his fellow man. Amen. Jesus said unto his disciples, amen, whenever he was sitting there at that well, amen, that little woman had come by with a pitcher to draw water. Amen. He began to speak to her, and the disciples come back and they urged him to eat. He began to speak to them, and he said, I've got meat that you know not of. He began to talk to his disciples. He said, you say, amen, that the harvest is coming. Amen. But he said, I'm telling you, lift up your eyes. Amen. What was he saying? He said, get a vision, man. Open your eyes. Amen. For the fields are white to the harvest. Amen. The third great vision that you can have is the necessity, amen, that men hear the gospel. Amen. The necessity, amen, that they be saved. Amen. Does it dawn on us? Amen. Do we realize that eternity, amen, has no end? Amen. Brother Russell preached so good Sunday. Amen. Talking about eternity. Amen. He was talking about eternity there for a while. Amen. It doesn't matter. Amen. It doesn't matter about anything else. Amen. Eternity is the supreme thing. Amen. And where will they be at? Amen. For all of eternity. Amen. There are no escape routes. Amen. There are no fire chutes to get out of. Amen. There's no fire department there. Amen. Eternity is forever. Amen. And what happens if they die lost and they go to hell? Amen. They're still there. Amen. They'll never get out. Amen. The third vision is we've got to see our fellow man. Amen. As God sees them. Amen. Jesus said, I see them as sheep having no shepherd. Amen. They need a shepherd. They need guidance. They need the word of God. Amen. They need a hope. Amen. They need the message of the gospel. Amen. They need to hear what the Lord can do. They need to hear what the Lord has done for you. They need to hear the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a, amen, dear friend of mine. He said one of his uncles was there, and his uncle began to cry. His uncle was a preacher. Amen. One of his uncles, other uncles had been dead 20, 30 years. He looked over at his uncle that was crying. He said, what's wrong? He said, in his tears, he said, he's still there. What do you mean? He's still in hell. Still there. 20 years, he's still there. 30 years, he's still there. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. When the clouds roll back as a scroll, amen, they are still there. Amen. If that is where they went, they are still there. Amen. It wasn't long after my wife and I got married. Amen. We got a call late one night. Oh, God. Oh, God. It was 2 or 3 in the morning. Amen. A cousin of mine, he'd been drinking. Amen. Had a pistol there, and he was goofing around. Amen. Acting like he was going to shoot himself. Amen. He had one bullet in the gun, and it was a revolver. Amen. They said they don't know it wasn't his gun. They weren't sure. Amen. If he realized it was a double action pistol. Amen. A double action means you don't have to pull the hammer back. You squeeze the trigger and that thing will go off. Amen. He'd been clicking that gun. Amen. He put it up to his head that last time, and he squeezed the trigger. Amen. And it put him out into eternity. Amen. I'm telling you, wherever he found himself at, amen, the chances are, amen, he is not in heaven. Oh, God. God. Amen. Oh, God. He may have prayed. I don't know. He said he wallowed in his own blood for 45 minutes. I don't know if he had a chance in his mind to pray or not. Amen. But I'm telling you, wherever he went, he is still there. He's still there tonight. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, church. Amen. The third greatest vision, amen, that you can ever have in your life is to get a burden for souls. It's to get a burden. Amen. Because once they die, that is it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I wish I could preach here tonight. I wish. Oh, God. Oh, God. Wheresoever the tree falls, that's where it's going to lay. Right there. Right there. I wish I could affect somebody here tonight. I wish tonight. I wish tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, God. I wish tonight I could affect somebody's heart here tonight. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, God. Listen here. Until we have these visions, until we see them the way that God sees them. Amen. Do you know part of repentance is confession? And in confession, that's when you see things the way God sees them. That's right. That's right. You can't really repent unless you see yourself the way God sees you. You can't repent. Amen. Unless you can agree. Until you can agree with God's description of God's, amen, prognosis or diagnosis of your situation. Until you can see it God's way, you can't even repent. You can't even get a hold of God until you're willing to agree and say, God, what you said is right. Amen. Till we see it God's way, you'll never change. You'll never be better than what you are right now. Amen. These three visions tonight that I've preached you about. Well, I hope I don't know if I've done any good or not. I don't know if I've helped anybody here tonight. Amen. But one thing I know. Amen. These visions, these are the three greatest visions you could ever have in your life. You might think differently. You might argue. You might say, well, what about the visions John had in the book of Revelation? Amen. Boy, that one was great, wasn't it? Amen. That one was great. And they were needful. They were needful for the church or they wouldn't be there. Amen. But I can tell you tonight, amen, those visions, amen, are not the greatest that you can have tonight. The greatest visions that you can have tonight is the three that I have preached to you about here tonight. Amen. Amen. Can we stand here tonight? Sister Turner, would you come? Get us a song here tonight. Get us a song here. Boy, I hope it's a good one. Amen. It's got to get above his preaching here tonight. Amen. Amen. I wonder here tonight. Amen. What have we been looking at? What's in our field of vision? What do we see? Do we just see the fact that, I got to have a little income? Is the only thing in our vision, got to have a home? Is the only thing in your vision your family, your spouse, children? Amen. Now, I know those are important things. I'm not belittling those at all. Amen. I'm not belittling those at all. But I wonder, what else are we seeing tonight? What other kind of visions have we been having here tonight? Amen. 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 What is our vision of ourselves? What is our vision of God? And what is our vision when we look at everybody else around us? Amen.
Well, I sure don't feel like I've done much good here tonight. Sister Turner, would you just begin to play here tonight? Amen. Amen. I wonder here tonight if there's somebody here. Amen. You might be lost here tonight. You might need the Lord. Amen. You know, some people are under the mistaken impression that they can live a good life and somehow they're going to squeak into heaven. I don't read that. That's sure not what I read to you tonight. That's sure not what I read to you tonight. Amen. What I read to you tonight was right out of the Bible. I didn't make it up myself. That's God's view of man without Him. That's God's view of sinful humanity. Amen. Unprofitable. Throat is like an open cemetery full of rotten bones. Their lips are full of poison like an old rattlesnake. Huh? Oh, God. If you don't have Jesus tonight, my friend, you are in a woeful, woeful situation. How about it tonight? Is there one here tonight you'd like to come to this front? Say, I need Jesus. How about it here tonight? Is there one here tonight? You come here tonight and you say, I need the Lord. Not saved. Huh? How about it? Praise God. All right. All right. All right. Come on, church. Let's come tonight. Let's come, church. If you don't have a vision of who God is tonight, if you don't have a vision of the harvest field tonight, come on, let's get that vision tonight. Let's ask God to open our eyes up to the harvest. Let's ask God to open our eyes up here tonight to who He is. Amen. We need to see things tonight the way God sees them. We need a vision of God, the way God sees things. Amen. I believe the Lord can open our eyes here tonight. Amen, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.